Yo, welcome to the Hallway Podcast, where we have real people with real struggles, and this will be a place where real conversation take place. I'm the host, Cliff, and today my guest is my sister. Well, she's not my sister, but she's like a sister. But she is somebody that is very kind, somebody that is following God with all her heart, soul, and mind. She has a beautiful personality. She's a part of the FFA here in Jacksonville, here at Jacksonville High School. I want to give it up for my sister, Miss Addison Ann Hoffpower.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You nervous?
Good. Just a little bit.
Like I've been telling you this whole time, just treat it like when we used to be in Sunday school. All right? We used to have fun in Sunday school.
We did.
Right, right, right.
Yes.
So, you know our tradition, right?
Yes.
Every guest that comes on here has to give their best yo. All right?
Okay.
And sis, just letting you know, you are our first female student guest. So you got to represent for the ladies. All right?
Okay.
What are y'all saying nowadays? You got to clock it.
I got to clock it.
Yes, you got to clock it. All right? So I'm going to count down.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Yo.
How does it feel, like, just asking, how does it feel doing that?
A little awkward.
Why?
I don't know.
Why does it feel awkward, sis?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know, I don't really say yo all that often.
I know. And it's almost like a guy thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Yeah.
All right, so sis, you ready for the conversation?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to start with our bell ringer. The bell ringer is just an easy question to ease us into the conversation.
Okay.
Do you keep up with what's going on around Texas, around the world?
Kind of.
Okay. So recently, it was a bill passed that will allow the Ten Commandments to go up in classrooms. So next year, sis, right now it's on hold, but next year, sis, don't be surprised if you come to school your senior year with the Ten Commandments on the wall. Do you think schools should have the Ten Commandments on the wall? Yes or no, and why?
I mean, I think that it's a good thing to have the Ten Commandments on the wall because it's not, like, it's, everything it's talking about are good values and good morals, and so I don't think it's anything like an indoctrination, but it's more of just like a, you know, this is right and this is wrong,
right,
and what are we doing in our classrooms,
right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm 50-50. Mm-hmm. Like, I agree, but I disagree. And this is why I disagree. I disagree because I feel like it hurts two people having the Ten Commandments up in the classroom. I feel like it hurts God. Because think about the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, if you are a non-believer, the Ten Commandments just look like rules.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of makes God look strict and stuff like that. And, you know, I just don't want, you know, because if people don't know, we're Christians, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are a Christian. I'm a Christian. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. But we understand what the Ten Commandments is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for a non-believer, I think, once again, they'll go into the classroom and they'll feel like, man, it's just a bunch of rules. And like I said, I just think it will hurt. It hurts God's image in a way. Like, do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I think what we really need in the classrooms and in these hallways is Jesus' love.
Mm-hmm.
And us as Christians, you know, we have to be better at loving, you know, people who are not Christians and loving people who even are Christians. So that leads me. So you're ready to go get into the conversation.
Yeah, let's
go. Addie, can you tell us a brief background of how you became a Christian or how you became a follower of Christ?
Yeah. So basically, I grew up in a household and I went to church every Sunday.
And can we shout out your mom?
Yes, my mom, my dad, Tiffany and Micah. They really are the reason that I am where I am in my faith. Just, you know, getting to watch them and grow up with just such great role models really, like, benefited me and really helped me. And, you know, like, whenever I am struggling, I know that I do have my parents to fall on to and that they can help me get through it with God, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
And the cool thing is I got to, you know, partner with Micah, and we used to, you know, lead a community group.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are an audience member that don't know what community group, it's just something that we had at church where we, you know, us adults will get with, you know, some teenagers, and we'll just talk life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool just being around your dad. Your parents still owe me food.
Just come over whenever. They don't
y'all
care.
Always tell me that, but y'all act like that's just easy. Like, just to
just come
to,
on over.
Okay, so
you
I'm
know
just,
where we live.
I do. I'm just going to pop up and just show up.
Just
and
pop in.
I just want whatever y'all have.
Yeah.
But, sis, going back to the conversation, you know, I think it's so beautiful about being a Christian, you know, and, you know, I just want our students here and even some of my coworkers and some of your teachers, because we're here at this school and we don't know who's a Christian and who is not a Christian, and people who are saying they're Christians, you know, we just don't know.
Yeah.
And so that leads me to my second question. What do you think the biggest struggle is for a student who is trying to follow Christ right now?
I think just like one of the biggest struggles is all the temptation, like all of these things that go against the faith are just, they're so easy to come about and they're so easy, you know, to get into. And so, I mean, and it's like, I mean, it's everywhere and it's what everyone's telling you is right. And you know, like what social media is telling you is right, like what the world is telling you that you should be doing. And it's like the popular thing to do those things that we're not supposed to be doing. And so I think that that is like the major struggle that really gets people.
Yeah. I will also say, just to add to that, because I agree with what you said, what about, I think identity is also, like walking in these halls with these students, you know, I do believe that identity is the biggest struggle right now.
For sure.
You know, because I just think a lot of these students are trying to figure out where they fit in, you know, and like you said, the temptation of trying to fit in with the cool crowd, trying to be like somebody that you're not. I just think, you know, the enemy is after our identity.
Yeah.
You know, if anything that the enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy is your identity in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the beautiful thing about God and the beautiful thing about God's heart and the beautiful thing about Jesus' ministry is, first of all, they give us free will to, you know, to be who we want to be. But ultimately, they want us to follow. They want us to, our hearts, our identity to be in them, which is God and Jesus. But it is just so hard because, like I said, once again, like you said, it's those temptations that come and stuff like that. And why do you think it's easy for us to try to, why do we want to fit in?
I mean, it's just like, because, I mean, everyone wants to fit in. Everyone wants to feel like they have a place. And because, you know, like when you're doing like what's not popular, like people are saying things about you, people are looking at you differently. And most of the time, like the things that they're saying is not building you up. It's, you know, tearing you down. Like, why is this person different? Like, why is this person acting this way? And I mean, we are imperfect. So no one wants to feel like someone's judging them for what they're doing or, you know, feel like they're being judged for following Jesus.
Right. And so that leads me to my third question. So if these hallways can talk, sis, would they say that you are just a great student or your identity is actually you are a follower of Christ? And explain why.
I mean, I hope that they would say that I was a follower of Christ. And that's, I feel like that is what they'd say. But also, like, it's so, like, it's hard to know, like, what others are thinking about you. And like what I can do is I can strive every day to be more and more like Jesus and try and like show his love in the hallways. But I mean, that's really, you know, I don't really know what they think.
And it's not that we care about what they think. It's just a question if the hallways can talk. But what is the difference between, what do you think the difference is between a great student and a follower of Christ?
I mean, I think that you can be a great student and not be a follower of Christ because I mean, I see them every day. But I think that it's just, you know, I don't really, because to be like a follower of Christ, you know, you are respectful, you are like following directions, like you're doing what needs to be done. And, but I mean, I feel like there's also people, you know, that aren't followers of Christ that can do that. So I think like the difference mainly is just, you know, we do love Jesus and like we're just, we're shining that light in the classroom.
Right.
And also setting the example of, okay, this person is a Christian and they're getting good grades. Like they're turning all the things in. And not that you're a bad Christian if you have bad grades.
Right.
But like, you know, it's just, you know, like the respectfulness and like the behavior stuff, just like that.
Yeah, I think the difference between a great student is, you know, like you said, you know, a great student is just a student, mm-hmm. you know, like they just do what they need to do.
Yeah.
Like you said, do their work, get to class on time, mm-hmm. Don't have no office referrals. But a Christian is deeper than that. Yes, you need to do all that. But I think the difference between a great student and a student that is following Christ is how you love other mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
And man, Addie, let me just say this, man. I think you do a great job. You know, if these hallways can talk, I think it will say that you are a follower of Christ because just the way you love, like you do all these raffles. Can you tell, you know, our audience about like when you get on Facebook and you do these raffles and mm-hmm. these little gifts, like can you tell our audience what is that?
Yeah, so basically through FFA and the county show, there is a queen every year that they, like, you know, you have to run for queen. And so this year I was chosen as the representative for our chapter. So my job this year is to raise as much money as I can for our chapter in the show barn. And so, like, that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm going out, you know, like, I'm just trying to raise money for the chapter. And then, like, you know, I'm doing, like, raffles and things for, like, raising the money. But yeah, it's just like in support of like my chapter in the show barn.
So my question is this, as we, you know, continue to talk about identity, mm-hmm. how do you keep your identity, you know, in God, but also, you know, like I said, doing FFA? Mm-hmm. Because I think it's easy for us to, you know, because our next thing that we're going to talk about is because it's easy for us to want the glory.
Yeah.
But before we get there, like, how do you keep your identity rooted in Christ as you are, you know, because that's pretty much like a leader's job, mm-hmm. like going out there and, you know, doing these raffles and, you know, like you are a leader. So how do you keep the balance between, okay, my identity is in Christ, but I'm also a FFA member where, mm-hmm. you know, like, how do you?
Yeah. It's definitely hard because, you know, like, I'm, like, the vice president this year, and so it's hard to be, like, I mean, it's easy to be, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm in a leadership position, you know, like, you know, things like that. And then also, like, going out and, like, trying to raise money, to be hopefully, like, the queen. It's, like, it's just a lot of, like, what if I don't win? And, like, what if, like, my chapter doesn't end up getting this money? And so I think, you know, I just, like, I'm just constantly having to remind myself, like, my identity is not found in being the vice president or if I, like, do become the queen or not. Like, my identity is found in Christ. And also, like, a lot of, like, the raffles I've been doing and, like, I've been, like, selling, like, T-shirts and, like, sweatshirts. And all of those, like, T-shirts and things that I'm selling, like, they've had Bible verses or, like, they've been about God. And so just, like, trying to incorporate it like that to just, you know, like, my identity is found in Christ and not in.
Yeah, because I think that's what this world does a great job of doing. It offers mm-hmm. a bunch of distractions because, you know, we got to understand the enemy don't want us to be rooted in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so he distracts us with so many things. Man, you know, TV for me, I love watching TV, but TV is starting to become hard for me to watch because it's just so much like promotion, like mm-hmm. where, you know, I'm trying to just watch the basketball game, but I'm getting thrown a GMC truck, then I'm getting thrown Mickey D's, and then I'm mm-hmm. getting thrown some men products for myself, and it's just so many distractions where sometimes, you know, it takes my eyes off of what I'm watching because then I end up changing the channel. And I think we do the same thing with our life where, you know, we are so rooted in Christ, but then the devil oftentimes offers something you know, something better that we love mm-hmm. and something that gives us that instant gratification. And, you know, I just think, you know, our identity needs to be rooted in Christ,
mm-hmm,
you know, because like I said, you know, Christ is just Jesus, man. You know, what do you think about this whole forcing people to God? This is an off topic question.
Yeah.
What do you think about people forcing people to becoming a Christian?
I don't think anyone should be forced into something that they don't want to be a part of, because, like, in the end, like, that's not going to save someone. Like, you know, like, telling someone, like, you're going to hell, and, like, what you're doing is wrong. Like, that's no way to reach someone and, like, show them the love of Christ. Like, it's just, you're, like, by pushing people down, like, that's not going to bring them to Christ. It's going to push them further away.
Right. And that's just where God has kind of taken how I do ministry now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to force nobody no more because I feel like a real encounter with God needs to happen for life change to happen, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, just look at my life. So let's move on to glory because, you know, there's two things humans often want more than God, and that is glory, which can be success, and money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be recognized. Everybody wants to be celebrated mm-hmm. nowadays. And we gotta give shout outs to all the moms, because it starts when we was young. Mm-hmm. Our moms do a great job when we were babies, giving all of the attention and the praise. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think walking these halls as a teacher and walking with y'all students, I see a bunch of students want the glory. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember, you know, that's just the enemy's trick. I mean, think about it. When he tempted Jesus, man, all three of the temptations all equal was all roads lead back to, you know, Jesus getting mm-hmm. giving himself the glory and not God the glory. And so that leads me to my question. Glory is something that the enemy used to distract us. How do you think chasing the wrong kind of glory can pull us away from God's purpose for our lives?
Because, I mean, it's just like it's a distraction. If we're so focused on, like, you know, reaching that next thing, or, you know, being glorified for something that is worldly, like it's taking our eyes and our focus off of God yeah. and onto things. Like, not necessarily that the things that we're doing are evil,
right.
but if we're putting them above God and, like, above God's plans for us, like, that is what makes right. them evil.
Yeah, it's more of if they become an idol
yes.
in our life.
Yeah.
And if we're starting to chase, like, for example, you know, in my life, man, success, man, mm-hmm. I'm chasing success, you know, but oftentimes as I'm chasing success, you know, I start thinking about Cliff
mm-hmm.
and I don't think about, you know, the kingdom,
yeah.
you know, the kingdom work. And, you know, once again, that's just the enemy's trick. He wants our eyes off of God. And I think even now in these times that we're living in, like, he wants all of our eyes off of God and on
mm-hmm.
to ourselves, you know, yeah. in the end days, you know, that's what, you know, the Bible says that men will be lover of themselves. And we're starting to see that now. But, you know, I truly do believe that God gives everybody a purpose.
Yeah.
He really does. And I think our purpose is to go and, you know, make disciples
mm-hmm.
and teaching them of God. But, you know, it's not as easy as people think it is,
mm-mm.
you know, making disciples. But that's our purpose. Whether you know it or not, your purpose is to go and tell people about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, man, sis, that is just like, just thinking about it now, just talking to you, it's just so hard, especially in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is this: have you ever struggled with wanting attention or praise more than following God's purpose? And how does that show up for you or other students?
Yes, like, definitely. I mean, there's been times, like, I'm a dancer too, like, there's been times in dance where, you know, like, I've wanted, like, that praise and that recognition, and even just, like, in FFA, you know, like, wanting to be, like, an officer. And I mean, I don't think, like, me wanting to be an officer was out of me chasing glory, but it definitely, like, once, you know, like, I was an officer, you know, like,
yeah.
I've, like, risen in, like, the ranks or whatever, like, it definitely has, like, gotten in my head a few times, you know. And so it's definitely affected me, and I think it's definitely affecting
yeah.
everyone else, because we're human,
right? And it's when me and Mr. Trailer was talking in our last episode, you know, everybody wants to be in front of the cameras.
Yeah,
you know, everybody wants the glory, but nobody wants to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
you know, and you know, once again, God has a purpose for everybody, and that purpose is to go share, you know, God's purpose for us is to, you know, share about him.
Yeah.
And how he choose to use you. I don't know, sis. You know, he might choose you just to work at and be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He might choose you to work at the church. You know, we just don't know. But if you continue to seek him, he will give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we can't chase the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Only one person. It says all our knees will bow to Jesus, and he will get the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, you know, we got to stop trying to chase the glory.
Mm-hmm.
That's all just to wrap that up, we just got to stop trying to chase the glory for ourselves
yeah.
and chase it for him. And because when you chase the glory, trust me, sis, I'm telling you this because I'm living through it,
mm-hmm.
and God is teaching me and he's showing me that when you're chasing God's glory, oftentimes he will give you some of that glory
mm-hmm.
back, if that makes yeah. sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, how does it make sense?
Like, it's like he's gonna like make sure you're taken care of,
right.
like he's gonna give you what you need,
right.
but if you're, you know, going off without him, then he's right. not gonna give
yeah.
what you need.
Look at you. All right, so one of the things, you know, I sent out a form to you, mm-hmm. and, you know, I asked, what is, you know, your struggle right now? Mm-hmm. Because, Addie, can we just be real? When people look at you, they probably don't think you struggle with anything. Mm-hmm. But you do, because you're human. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things you, you know, you wrote down that you struggle with is being consistent. What do you mean by that?
It's like, you know, school started again, you know, like in the summer, you know, like you've been to church camp, you're doing...
And hold on, church camp, sorry to cut you off, sis, but church camp is legit.
It is.
If any of you students haven't ever been to church camp, man, I recommend you go. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But definitely, like, you know, church camp, you know, it is legit. And, you know, you're feeling like you're on fire, you right. know. Like, as soon as, you, like, you leave camp, you know, like, you're doing all these things. Like, you're in your Bible every day. Like, you know, just very, like, at a high. And so, you know, like, this year I was like, this is going to be my year where I don't fall off again. Like, right. you know, like, I stay at that high and don't, you know, like, go back down. And then, you know, school started.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it's not, like, an excuse, but, I mean, everyone is, you know, so busy here in school.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I just, like, wasn't reading my Bible every night. You know, like, maybe did it, like, every other night. And sometimes, you know, I went quite a few days, right. you know, like, just, like, without reading my Bible. You know, like, you know, wasn't listening to, like, all the music I should have been listening to. Right. You know, like, wasn't praying as much, like, going to church as much. So I just definitely just, like, wasn't being as consistent as I needed to be in, like, my walk with Christ.
Can I ask you, do you think God, like, gets upset with us when we're not consistent with him?
I think it's more of just like a, like, I don't think he's like angry. I think it's more of just like maybe like an upsetting, you know. Yeah. It's like you're doing so good and you fall off, but he's also like, he's still gonna be there for me when I come back.
Right.
He's not gonna
right.
resent me when I do turn back to
right.
him. Like, it's gonna, even though, like, I may have upset him because, you know, like, I wasn't in my Bible or anything, he's still going to be, like, there with open arms
right.
when I do come back.
And, you know, I don't think, like, I do agree. I think he's more hurt than upset.
Yes.
Because it's like, for example, when I don't talk to my mama for some mm-hmm. days, my mom started missing, like, she
yeah.
starts missing me, you
yeah.
know? Like, she, like, God's ultimate plan for us when he created us, when it was his breath in our lungs, mm-hmm. and he said, it is good, you know, he wanted to dwell with us. And then, you know, the whole story, Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. you know, sin, and now we're in this hot mess called mm-hmm. the world. And I just think, you know, I think we got to stop being, because I think that, like, people thinking reading your Bible and going to church, which those things are all needed and those things are all good, but I think God is not, like, I think prayer, honest truth, I think prayer is the most important, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, thing that we can do
yes.
as Christians, because prayer is you talking to God
mm-hmm.
every day. Like, prayer is you talking. That's why when people be trying to say these perfect prayers,
yeah,
like, no, you know, something I tell, you know, some of the little bros who
mm-hmm.
I mentor and I talk to, I tell them all the time, like, man, talk to God how you would talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, now don't be trying to cuss, don't be
yeah.
doing all that extra stuff, but talk to him how you would talk to me.
Yeah.
And like I said, when you start talking to God and when you start praying to God, then God will start putting his word in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then that word will turn into a worship. And so I think us Christians have to stop being hard on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
God knows that this world is distracting.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that, you know, temptation is out there, you know? And I think all he wants for us is just to be in open communication with him. And so, you know, I think Christians, like, every Christian struggles with being consistent,
mm-hmm.
but I think we gotta stop being hard, because, you know, the biggest thing I hear is, you know, I don't read my Bible a lot. You know, so sometimes when you open your Bible, can I just be real with you?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I open the Bible, sometimes it's just words on the
mm-hmm.
page.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm just opening just to say, God, I'll open my Bible. You know, sometimes I go to church. It's been many times I went to church and I've been tired and sleeping, you know, through a sermon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what's the point? But if you're so consistent, the one thing I think you need to be consistent in your walk with Christ. And, you know, I know we're in the capital of tomatoes, and I might get tomatoes thrown at me soon, but I think the thing you need to be consistent with is prayer, because
I agree,
because it's that open communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're talking to God and he's, you know, and you're sharing, you know, that those anxieties that you have, you're sharing, you know, your struggles, you're sharing, you know, the good days, because you don't always have to come to God, you know, God, like he's a genie, like mm-hmm. wanting him to do something.
Yeah.
Like come to him on when days are good, like, mm-hmm. oh God, thank you today. Ooh, my kids was not tripping today. It felt good. I got to go home with a peace of mind. You know, I think he wants that. So how do you feel about that? Do you agree, disagree?
Yeah, no, I agree. And like we've talked about this at church a lot, like with Kobe, like prayer, like it's kind of like the foundation. It's like,
right.
It's like one of the biggest spiritual disciplines that we need to focus on, because you could be reading your Bible and you can be going to church, but if you're not praying and if you don't have God in your heart, like, yeah, right. like it you are just reading a book and you right. are just going and sitting in a sermon. But, you know, like if you're praying, like, before you open your Bible, like you're praying, like, God, like,
yeah.
help me to understand this, like, make this stick out to me. Or, you know, like you're in a sermon, like, God, like, make this sermon stay in my heart,
right.
you know, like, point me, like, make this connect to me somehow, you know. And so I think that prayer really is like yeah. the foundation of it
so
all.
So what do you think? Because like I said, we have a lot of Christians walking these halls. Man, the beautiful thing that I am seeing right now in these halls is, first of all, you know, a bunch of people carry their Bible.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean when you carry your Bible, first of all, Addie? Because you are one of those students mm-hmm. that carry their Bible around. What does
yes,
that
sir.
Mean for you?
To me, it's more, it's kind of just like almost like a symbol, but also it's like a conversation starter. Like I've had like multiple conversations with people like, oh, like, you know, why do you carry your Bible? Or like, you know, like what is, like,
yeah.
what's the point of it? And like, I've talked to people who, you know, like may not ever really be in church, and they're like, oh, like what's your favorite Bible verse? And so, you know,
right.
I'm able to share like a little bit of scripture with them. And so I think it's just like, oh, like I know that girl is a Christian because of how she's acting,
right.
and she's holding a Bible. Like that's like what's
right.
different about her.
You know, the cool thing is when I see y'all carrying out Bibles, you know, the Bible talks about the body, the armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Bible represents the sword.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like when you really look deep into it, it does kind of seem like a sword that
mm-hmm.
you have. And I just think, man, you know, is a cool thing. But, you know, I was talking to a student the other day. And I asked him a honest question. I was just like, hey, bro, how many times have you opened that Bible and actually read to somebody
mm-hmm.
it? And he told me, like, really, like, one or two people. And my hope is this, like, if we're going to carry our Bibles around, let's open that.
Mm-hmm.
Because more, it's one thing that the devil hates more than somebody that's their heart is after God. He hates when those pages are turning in that
mm-hmm.
Bible. Oh, that sound. Have you just heard that sound? Sometimes
mm-hmm.
when you hear that, when I used to teach Sunday school and I hear y'all turn y'all Bibles, man, that sound of just those pages turning just sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get those page turning here at this school,
mm-hmm.
at this high school.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's talking about we want a revival at the high school. Well, a revival starts with two things, loving and, you know, sharing God's word.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And so another question, and this is really off script, like now I'm in a zone, sis. why do a lot of young Christians, when they, like you said, after that church camp high, why do they feel like they have to be so perfect after they come to Christ?
I think because a lot of it is Christians' fault. Like, we, like, put on, you know, like, a show, you know.
Right.
We had talked about this in community groups last night, actually. But
I was not there, by the way.
Yes, I know. this is what my community group talked about. But
hold on. On the side note, who's your community group leader?
Now it's Laura and Chelsea.
Shout them out.
Laura Guidry and Chelsea Best.
Shout you out. Right,
they're
right,
so
right.
sweet.
All
I love them. They're
all right.
so awesome.
My best sis.
No, it's okay. But that's like what we talked about was it's so much easier to open up and, you know, like to share your struggles when you see people who like you believe like, oh yeah, like that person is like so strong in their faith. Like
right.
they are chasing after God. Like when those people are able to open up and tell you like, oh yeah, this is what I'm struggling
right.
with, it makes it easier for younger believers.
Right.
And so I think we're missing a lot of that. Like there's a lot
right.
of believers who, you know, like just stand up on stage and preach and like don't like actually like let everyone else in on like what actually is like
right.
like what
that's
they're struggling
a word.
With.
That's a word.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Thank you. And so I think that like a lot of young believers, you know, are like, oh my goodness, like I'm following Jesus. I have to be perfect because that's all that they're seeing, right, is like the perfect side.
Right. And man, that's a word, because I agree. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, and that's, you know, once again, going back to this podcast, that's the beautiful thing about this podcast. Because once again, when people look at you, Addie, they probably, you know, some people know who your dad, mm-hmm, is. Your dad, you know, was, you know, a professional, you know, baseball, mm-hmm, player. You know, you live in a beautiful home. You know, drive a beautiful car. You know, like, I mean, you know, people don't look at you, you know, like, can I just be real? What they probably, yeah, look at you as a rich girl,
yeah,
and that don't have struggles. And so, you know, where, why I'm so happy that you are our first female guest, and why we are having this conversation about, you know, you might not struggle with finding where a meal come from,
mm-hmm,
but you struggle with personal things, like,
yeah,
you know, where, you know, your hope comes from sometimes. Because being a Christian is hard. Mm-hmm. It's going to be days where you want to give up. It's going to be days where you don't have faith at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be days that, man, you don't want to pray to God. You don't want to read your Bible. You don't want to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to be okay with that. You know, look at Jesus, you know, in his, like, in that last moment before he's going to the Christ. Man, he's asking God, like, is it any other way? Is it any other way?
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, ultimately, thank God that, you know, he did his will, but he struggled. And so we have to realize that it is no such thing as a perfect Christian. It's a perfect Savior, and, mm-hmm, his name is Jesus Christ. And see, the problem is that I think the world is having, and I said this many times, and I'm going to keep saying it, I think we have a lot of people that are trying to be Jesus,
mm-hmm,
and they're not trying to live out like Jesus.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to be Jesus, that means you're trying to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was not perfect. Or Jesus was perfect.
Jesus was perfect. Yeah, we're not.
But we're not.
Yeah.
You know? And so, sis, like, you have to, like, we have to be real as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
If we really want to save people and help lead them to Christ, we have to be real. Because everybody we read in the Bible that Jesus touched, they was real with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, I'm thinking about the woman who has to push through the crowd, you know, just to get healed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, like, be real with your struggles. So that's a word. Look at you. You can start preaching, young preacher. All right. So let's move on to church. So this is a cool part. Addie, I'm writing a research paper for grad school.
Okay.
We got to pick a topic ourselves. And my topic is this. Do you need church for your Christian walk? And let me just say this. Whatever you say is going to go into my conclusion. Because I'm almost done with
it.
I know. Look at you. You get on the podcast and then you get
a feature.
I know. You get a feature in my paper,
yeah,
that my professor will read.
Dang.
All right. And so, my question is this: Do you think we need, as Christians, we need church for our walk? And you can answer with a yes, a no, or a 50-50, which mean yes and no. So,
okay. So,
and be honest.
Okay.
Don't give us the yes. I think, like, be honest.
Okay, I think yes.
Okay.
Because, and I mean, I don't think that, like, if you miss a day of church, you're going to hell. You know, like, I don't think it's just black and white like that. But I do think that it's so important as Christians that we have that community,
right,
and we see, you know, what other people are struggling with, like what other people are going through. And like when we're going through those things, like we have like those people to lean on and to trust, and, you know, like community groups and like Sunday school. Like,
right,
there's so much community within a church.
Right.
And so I think that it is very important. But also, I mean, I think that you can be a church, you can be a Christian and not have like a specific church home.
Right.
But I do think that it is important.
Right. And, you know, I'm 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Everything you say, yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, last year I didn't go to church for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 8 months, you know, God, you know, showed me that I don't need a preacher to preach to me. I can open up the word, and man, the word is preaching. The Bible is preaching itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need somebody to lead me, you know, through worship. You know, I can worship. Man, Addie, one day you should just, like, it's times where now, like, I just write Christian music, you know,
mm-hmm,
because now I got to a place where, you know, my worship is like for God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need nobody. Like, I can do this by myself.
Yeah.
But as I'm 8 months away from church, you know, it goes back to what you was just saying. You know what I start missing? I start missing the community. Mm-hmm. I start missing, you know, when we used to be in Sunday school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, man, one of the saddest days for me was when y'all left for church camp, because I had to take CJ. And, like, seeing y'all get up on that bus, getting on mm-hmm. that charter bus. Oh, y'all got fancy this year. Y'all went on a charter bus. But, you know, seeing y'all get on a charter bus and, you know, I'm going to be honest. It's like, you know, God, that's when God showed me, like, you know, because I do believe, before I get to what I'm trying to say, I do believe some people think that church is everything. Mm-hmm. Like, when I hear people now, it kind of cringe me when I hear people say, oh, I can't wait for next Sunday.
Yeah.
That's great. But what about Monday? Mm-hmm. What about Tuesday? What about Wednesday? What about Thursday? What about Friday? What about Saturday? You can be worshiping God on those days. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday should be you pouring out your praise,
yeah,
pouring out what God has done for you. And so I think people also make church a routine, and, you know, where you just show up just because you was just like, oh, I was here, God, I got perfect attendance, mm-hmm. you know? And I think we miss so much, you know, if we just do that, because, like I told you, it's sometimes I go to church and I don't get nothing out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like, why am I here? I could have slept in. And I think sometimes God, you know, I think, like I said, I think church is important, but I think it's not the be all to your faith.
Yeah.
I think the community, like being around other community people, like people who are in different stages of life, is important. I think, mm-hmm. you know, me being young, being around somebody that is older and him telling me what he's been through, I think that's important. So I agree.
Yeah.
I think the community part is important, but I think all the other stuff are add-ons. Do you agree, disagree?
Yeah. Okay. I can see, like, where you're coming from. Yeah, for, like, sure.
Are you just saying that? Or
no, okay. No, I agree. I think that we definitely need to have, like, a faith, like, because, like people are always saying, like, if you only eat on Sundays, you're going to starve.
Right.
Like, you know, like, you have to be, like, fulfilling yourself spiritually, like, the whole week.
Right.
So I think that Sunday is, like, you know, it's that time, you know,
right.
where you're worshiping with others and, like, you know, like, you're all worshiping God together. And then, you know, through the week, you know, like, that's, like, your time with God.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, mm-hmm. like, relationship over religion.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
You know, sometimes, you know, missing out on a Sunday just so you can really just spend one-on-one, because Jesus did it often. He always removed himself and just spent time with mm-hmm. God. And, you know, that's where God has kind of taken me in. I think people got to be okay. And, you know, before we move on to ask Cliff a question, I think people got to understand, be okay, that we all have different relationships with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is our Father. And just like how, you know, I have brothers and sisters, you know, we don't always have the same relationship with our mom.
Yeah.
Just like you and my boy Hudson, y'all don't have the relationship with, you know, y'all mom and dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think people got to be okay that, you know, what works for me might not work for you.
Yeah.
And what works for you might not work for me, but mm-hmm. we can't be like, oh, this person is not a Christian, or this
yeah.
is, he's doing it wrong. No, you don't know what God is doing in that person's
mm-hmm.
life. So I think we got to show people grace that, you know, God, we all have different relationship with God. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
this is a part where you get to ask me a question, sis.
Okay. Well.
So whatever you want.
Okay. How, like, do you handle, like, spreading the gospel? Like, how are you going about, like, telling people about Jesus?
So now how I'm doing it, working out of school is very hard because you know, you can't force your faith on anybody.
Yeah.
And once again, that's where God kind of taught me, like, working at Compass, you know, sometimes actions speak louder than words,
mm-hmm.
and just how by loving people, you know, asking somebody, how are you doing? Are you okay? You know, when I, I'm a people watcher,
yeah.
which is weird. You know, I watch people, and when I see mm-hmm. a kid or a student, you know, with their head down and they look sad, you know, I immediately go to them and ask them, hey, you good? What's going
yeah.
on? And then, man, just asking somebody how you're doing, man, that will open up a conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, man, and then they'll just start being real with me. And
yeah.
man, I always try to, every conversation I have, I always try to relate it back to Jesus
mm-hmm.
and how much Jesus loved them, and how what their current situation is not
mm-hmm.
the be all. This is just a piece of a puzzle that
yeah.
you just don't understand where it fits.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it does, when you get past it, and when you find where it fits, then you'll be like, oh, I get the big picture now.
Yeah.
I get what God was, you know, teaching me in that season. So
mm-hmm.
just loving people and meeting them where they are, because Jesus did that too. Man, he loved them and met them where they are. And I think that's another problem with Christianity now, is we're forcing people once again, and we can't force nobody. Mm-hmm. You know, like I told Mr. Trail last year, God has really put on my heart that saying, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Mm-hmm. Man, that is so true. You can tell people about Jesus, 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 but they got to have their own encounter with God. That God got to touch them. When they say God is the only one that can save somebody, man, that is so true. Like, he is the only one that can save. I can only just share, and I can only be a vessel and allow him to use me. So did that answer your question?
Yeah.
So I'm going to flip the question to you.
Okay.
How are you ministering to people in these halls?
I think a lot of it is just, you know, like, if someone, a lot of times, like, people will be like, you're so happy all the time. Like, why are you just always? And so every time someone says, you know, like, something like along those lines to me, I'm like, it's God.
Yeah.
Like, I always say I got the joy of the Lord in my heart.
Right.
And so I think just like kind of like what you said, like, always turning the conversation back to Jesus. Right. And, you know, like, everything that you say, you know, like, it comes from him. And, you know, also, like, trying to, like, watch my mouth, you know, because if
I'm
no, not like that.
Oh, okay.
But, like,
I was about to say, Addie, what? No. I've never heard you cuss before.
No, if I'm, like, walking down the hallway, like, you know, have my bow, my arm, you know, may not be saying, like, the nicest thing about somebody else, you know. And so just trying to, like, watch my mouth, you know, about, like, gossip and that stuff, because, you know, people are like, well, I thought that was a sin, you know.
Right.
Like, they're seeing me do that. So also just, like, trying to reflect God in everything that I do.
And what I realize about working, like people in these halls, they watch.
Mm-hmm.
They watch. And like I said, you know, that's why we always got to be above approach.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to, before we close, do you want to say anything before I give our final thoughts, or
I don't know
anything, sis?
I don't guess.
You could just scream Jesus I love you or something like that.
I don't guess. I mean, I do love Jesus.
Okay, but. So sis, oh, never mind, backtrack real quick. What impact do you want to make in these hallways? That's my fault.
Okay.
What impact do you want to make in these hallways before we close and before I give my final thoughts?
Okay. The impact that I want to make, I just want people to know that they're loved by Jesus, and that he's always going to be there waiting for him,
right,
waiting for them, and that, like, you know, no matter what they've done, no matter, like, how far they think they've run away, like, he's still, like, he's just right there waiting.
Right. Right. And so that's where we close with this, sis. And I really want to take my time with this, because when I was writing this, like, it's coming from my heart, because like I said, watching you grow up, you know, it's crazy, sis, that you're about to be a senior.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that all y'all are about to be seniors. Yes. Because I remember y'all when y'all was in seventh grade.
Yes.
And man, we used to have fun.
We did.
Eighth grade year was the best year.
When
we split middle school and high school, and I fully, like, Kobe fully allowed me to take over.
Yeah.
You know.
That was our year.
Yeah, that was a fun year. But, you know, I really want to be, I want to take my time with this, because I really have something from my heart when it comes to you. And I just want to say my final thoughts is this, just that, you know, being a Christian is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It is the hard, man, it is, this is not easy at all. You know, if anybody think that it's going to be peaches and creams 24/7, it's not. But, you know, and being a Christian is hard, and the struggles are real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody in this school is struggling. And, man, on the other side of struggle, of our struggles, is something good. It's something great, and it's something better. And that better is Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and that good is Jesus, and that great is Jesus. And Addie, if you really want to make an impact in these halls, sis, man, and if you want to make an impact in these halls, and if you want people to see Jesus, you got to let them see that you are a real person,
mm-hmm.
first of all. And because Jesus was real too. Jesus was a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And then second of all, you just got to be honest, and you have to be real about your struggles, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, man, like, there's so many Christians walking around that are acting like they're perfect, and it's like, it's hard for other people, and now it makes us feel like we have to be perfect. And so you have to show that, you know, that you have real struggles, because Jesus also struggled.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that last moment in his life where he was going to the cross, man, he was going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It says, like, blood was, he was like sweating blood. And so he struggled. And lastly, sis, you got to keep having real conversations, mm-hmm. because Jesus had real conversations. And sis, if you do that, then, man, people will not only see God through you, but, man, you will make that impact that you want to make. So you got anything else before we get to our community challenge?
No, I don't guess so.
Okay. So our community challenge, whenever you're ready, sis.
Okay. So this week's community challenge is be the church for someone this week. Show love, show grace, and most importantly, show up. You don't need a building to do that. You just need a heart that reflects Jesus wherever you are.
Look at you. Yes, man, show up for somebody. Just show them love. Show them Jesus. And I believe that if we do that, man, Jacksonville High School, Jacksonville, Texas will be a better place. And so with that, just thank you for watching the Hallway Podcast. I want to thank my guest, Addie Hoffpower, for being real and having real conversations with us. And stay tuned. More guests is coming. And see you next episode.